Do you listen to podcasts? Do you eat food? Does a bear crap in the woods? If you answered yes, and I know you did, stay with me for some exciting news.
My name is Angel, and I am a curious idealist. I am an unshakable optimist who clarifies complexities so that we realize the power we have to create the kind of world that we actually want to live in. But I can't do it alone. So hop into the rabbit hole with me and let's have some fun.
My brother calls me the Chuck Norris of positivity, but I'm gonna go off brand for a minute. The psychological manipulation tactics are getting out of control. Let me share some things that I've heard over the last couple weeks from some self-proclaimed experts. Names withheld to protect the guilty. Create a profitable class with zero experience and start earning money in 7 days. With this flash sale, you can save 77% off our most popular course. $7,497 in real value. If you woke up with $3 million in your bank account today, would that change your life? Do you want the secrets that all the millionaires don't want you to know? The amount of thought and energy that people put into this stuff is crazy. Imagine what the world would be like if all that energy was going into something that matters. I literally went through emails and posts from social media and pulled all of this stuff directly from there. It's all real and it's all crap. I think the really messed up part is some of these people actually do have really great nuggets of gold to share, but the slimy sales tactics make them look like slimy sales douchebags. And can we talk bait and switch for a minute? Let's define it first. Bait and switch is the action, generally illegal, of advertising goods which are an apparent bargain with the intention of substituting inferior or more expensive goods. I recently attended what I thought was going to be a free workshop. Whenever anything is marked as a free workshop, at this point, I pretty much assume there's going to be some sort of sales pitch involved. That's fine. It's the price of free. I'll take it. What I did not expect was for it to be 2 hours of pitching. This was part one of a multi-part series. After the first one, I decided, okay, maybe the pitch was just the first one. The other ones, there will be some value add. I did not sit through the other ones live. I waited until the recording came out because they were kind enough to send the recordings after. Respect. The recordings were exactly the same as the first one. All pitching, maybe a tiny little hidden gem, but you have to listen through a whole bunch of BS in order to get there. If you have to tell me, you will get so much value out of this. This will be the most valuable thing that you do, and I am the expert. I am doing it. No, what you're doing right now is not adding value. What you're doing is starting a new age version of a pyramid scheme or the digital age version of bait and switch, really. At least that's my perception because you haven't shown me anything. So this begs the question, how do we find the right people to pay attention to? What about number of followers? Number of followers means absolutely nothing. With tons of services out there to buy followers and them coming up with new and inventive ways to make them look legit, you can't tell anything by the follower count anymore. Now, that's not to say that there aren't people out there with a ton of followers that do have great things to say. Simon Sinek is one of those. He has an incredible way of articulating the challenges that we have in business and in leadership. And the key is that there's actionable takeaways, things that you can do to make things better. Another really great example of this is Chris Doe. If you're looking to figure out how to sell, how to have a creative business, how to be an entrepreneur, how to lead better, how to coach better. Chris Doe is an amazing resource for that. He recently posted a sales manifesto on Instagram, and if you are selling anything, I 100% believe that this is an effective way to go about it. My goal is to provide clarity, not to sell. I do that by asking clarifying questions. My tone is neutral, never desperate, never pushy. I do not make assumptions. I summarize and confirm by playing back what I heard. By helping the client understand the problem and the obstacles, I can inspire them to make a decision that is in the best interest of their business. That could be to hire me, someone else, or no one at all. This was a way of adding value without expectation. And that's what the people are doing who I've learned the most from. Adding value without expectation. I watched a video from Simon Sinek, which prompted me to buy his books, which prompted me to share his books with other people and encourage them to buy his books. This led to attending courses on his website and encouraging others to do the same, because each of these things were 100% value adds for me. I watched a video from Tal Ben-Shahar, which prompted me to watch more videos from him, which prompted me to spend money on his content. Because again, every single instance of interaction that I had with his content was value added. I'm going to wrap this up with a couple thoughts. If you are looking for content, if you are looking for opportunities to learn, pay close attention. When someone's talking, if you feel the need to grab a pen and start writing stuff down, and have thoughts in your mind of specific actions you can take, it's probably somebody that you want to hear more from. If you hear somebody talking and you're grabbing your pen and paper to write down the random number that ends in a 7 that's the amount you'll save, might want to steer clear. Take your time and research the crap out of anything you're considering paying thousands of dollars for. Look for the topic on places like Coursera and edX. Do searches for the specific skills that you're looking to build. If you need help, reach out. I am more than willing to donate time to help people not waste thousands of dollars on junk. If you're a content creator or a teacher or a mentor or a coach, if you spend all of your time focusing on psychological manipulation to get people to buy your stuff, it's going to make it seem like you don't have anything of real value to add. From one curious idealist who will happily travel down a rabbit hole if I think that there's something that I can get out of it, something I can learn from it. If I see you putting sevens all over the place and asking questions with the clear intent to get me to say yes so that I'll feel comfortable with saying yes when you get to the part where you're going to try to charge me $5,000, I'm going to see through it. And it's going to seem like you don't have anything of real value to add, and I'm going to stop wasting my time, and I'm going to go listen to those people who are adding value in every interaction. So yes, teach what you know. Create courses about what you know. But if you put a paywall in front of every single thing of value that you have to say, it's going to look like you don't have anything to say. And so I told you I had something exciting to share. The selection of your writing instrument could be your ticket to $1 million business. The pen industry is a $15 billion a year industry. Since you've made it to the end of this episode, one time only, I am giving a $997 discount on this amazing $5,000 course on how to choose the right pen from me, an expert in pens. And I'll throw in my ebook for free, which is a $1,500 value. But you get it for free because I am a kind and generous person. I mean, come on. It's only 47 cents per hour over the course of a year. Please don't be that guy. Let's talk action. Don't be gullible. Don't give in to get-rich-quick schemes. If someone is asking you to pay $6,000 for a course on making $1 million, they're wasting your precious time that you could be using to actually get out there and do the work that it takes. And if you have a real course with real value to add, don't be these guys. Add actual value when it's relevant, with actions that people can take that will help them with whatever the thing is. Be curious. Be kind. And for heaven's sake, please, be real. I'm Angel, and I'm a curious idealist.